Welcome to Nailing It, a podcast which is dedicated to sharing inspiring success stories as well as valuable business advice for small business owners, aspiring entrepreneurs, and anyone who just wants to nail it in life. And when we started this podcast, obviously I was looking for people within the city of Liverpool, firstly, who we could kind of identify to come on as a guest, someone that maybe had a great story to share, or someone that was doing what this podcast is all about pretty much every day. And we found someone. His name is Jamie Ray, and he runs something. He's the founder of something called Ways to Wow. So leadership, and tell us what your title is, Jamie.
Leadership and business coach.
Business coach. What is Ways to Wow? I love the name. It's got such a great ring to it, and it's known as well in Liverpool. Explain to us what it is.
So, you know, when was the last time you said wow, Jay?
Sometimes say sarcastically, but yeah, but I've been wild at things. It takes a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, wow experiences are becoming more rare. You know, if we look at business, you go to the supermarket, someone's got their head down serving you. You go to a restaurant, 9 times out of 10, no one can be bothered even remembering you if you've been there before. Wow experiences are on decline. So what Ways to Wow is a business development agency where we help people and brands sort of exceed expectations with everything they do to create wow moments to grow the business.
So then wow moments are customer facing moments or client facing moments.
For your
customer basically, isn't it?
For your customer, but you know, if you want to start wowing your customers first, you need to start wowing with your culture. So ours is sort of focusing on the culture, to get the culture and to make sure that the business owner's got the right team in place to then deliver their moments, and then focusing on the customer. So it's split between culture and customer, because we get a lot of people coming to us and saying, you know, we want you to improve, we want to improve our customer experience, and we want to start wowing our customers and creating these wow moments. And we're like, okay, we'll assess the business, and we're like, actually, the way you speak to your team is not right.
Okay. Yeah. So it does start, as we know, we spoke about this before in other episodes. Literally, you can't just have one thing without everything else, can you? You've got it. The whole package has got to be right. Yeah. We'll delve more into that. What made you start this? What made you go, we need to do something here?
Yeah, so my background is hospitality. I used to work for the living room back in the day, learned all my sort of skill set there, Mosquito. Moved over to Tenerife. I was headhunted to be the operations director of a restaurant group over there called Venture Restaurants.
Okay.
So I used to manage a big team over there, and sort of applied my methodology through self-study. You know, I left school with nothing, and I think you know nowadays you can read to improve your education, and I just become obsessed with sort of reading books and creating these moments. So for me, I was just championing culture, knew all my team's names, and really, you know, built that connection with them that then turned into them being empowered in the roles. Wow, and the customers, we've done some amazing things. And then I was just at a point where I said, you know, wouldn't this be great to bring back to my home city, Liverpool, and, you know, bring that wow back to Liverpool. And I feel from the days 2007, you know, back in the day when Liverpool was booming, I think, you know, it's a different place now. People's mindsets are different. But, you know, people really focused on personalization back then, and the world's become robotic now. So I just thought, wouldn't it be brilliant to bring wow moments back to life?
To bring it back. And it has, if you look, certainly since COVID, and I always say this, you know, starting with hospitality, but moving across the board, the world has changed. Mm-hmm. And a lot of aspects in that change are not so great. And customer service was probably one of the things that did take a massive hit after COVID, because I think people realised, well, we can get away with not doing that now. And that kind of, for me, spread through to airports, to how we travel, how we go on holiday, hotels. It's become a big thing now, hasn't it? The world has changed for the worse since the pandemic.
Yeah, I think now most people are more focused on message notifications than meaningful conversations. And, you know, transactions in business are fundamental to do an exchange. You know, without a transaction, there's no business. That's what a business is a transaction. But the difference between a business and a brand is that brands focus on emotion. Brands focus on creating experiences that tie us in and make us remember. So wowing is all about creating memories. And to do that, we've got something called our wow model, which is broken down into 4 areas of what makes you say wow, which is when you feel excited, when you are surprised, when you feel appreciated, and when you feel educated. You know, you could be out somewhere and someone tells you something, you know, you don't know. So we use the wow model to try and open up the mindset, to create a wow mindset that with every opportunity, you are exceeding expectations. You are exceeding expectations with your customer. You're exceeding expectations with your team. You're exceeding expectations in that interview. You're exceeding expectations in your relationship. You're exceeding expectations before you open that door, walking into the office of a morning. You're saying, oh, it's Monday. You're saying, no, it's not. It's go time. You know, it's time to, you know, exceed expectations today, because if you can work 8 to 10 hours a day and enjoy it, then, you know, wouldn't you have a better time at work, you know?
Well, wouldn't you know, that person have a better day? Wouldn't that business, you know, be thriving a little bit more because the work team or the workforce are happier? It just goes on and on. I love them four words, because you can translate that to anything in life, can't you? So educate, tell me.
Surprise, excite, educate, and appreciate. So the WOW model is a key, what we believe, and, you know, we've got the data to prove it from people we've been working with, that when you create WOW moments, you go into something called a gamma state, which is like time stands still for a split second when you are surprised. You know, you imagine opening a present on your birthday, or, you know, if you've got any children, you give them a Christmas present, that surprise on the face, you know, that excitement. It's like time stands still for a split second. But science says that when you create these WOW moments, you go into something called a gamma state. And a gamma state is the highest brainwave there is, which is very similar to when you meditate. So the more WOW moments you can create, the better you feel, because you feel fulfilled. So if you can build WOW moments in your life and in your business, not only are you going to feel more fulfilled, but you're going to grow your business. Your customers are going to feel fulfilled. Your team are going to feel fulfilled. And that shared ethos goes beyond any transaction, because it's more about the human connection, that if you can feel fulfilled by creating a WOW moment for somebody, that the person on the receiving end also feels that fulfillment. So it's a way to improve human connection.
So it's a kind of double whammy, because you're getting the moment, a team member's getting the moment, or maybe a customer's getting the moment. Does it work across the board, across everything?
It crosses the board. You know, like I say, for hospitality is my area of expertise, but we've applied this to, you know, to many different sectors. You know, working with a lot of retail car companies, working with hospitals, private dentists, working with barristers. So it can be applied anywhere. And looking back at hospitality, what hospitality actually is, hospitality is being hospitable, looking after people. So, you know, if you think of, you've ever worked in a restaurant, or you've ever worked for an event company, or you've ever had friends around for dinner, you are applying hospitality to what you do. So all wowing is a step above, because hospitality is looking after people, which you could say is potentially transaction. The wowing is exceeding expectations.
With any of those four words that you said before, or all of them, if you can get them all in during a three-course meal, then you've won.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. And that's the way to grow your business. If you think, you know, we always ask a question to everyone we work with, or, you know, when I give talks, it's about, when was the last time you say wow, or you said wow? And most people don't remember.
Mm.
Most people think, oh, that's a good question. And we don't remember. But I can tell you that if you were to summarize, you know, wow moments in your business, you know, when was the last time you created a wow moment for your team? You'd probably say back and say, I'm not sure, actually. And it probably would fall into, you know, I made someone happy by saying thanks so much for today. You know, I know it's been a long week. I know you put the hours in, but thanks so much. That small personalization and that appreciation to that person can mean so much more than if you just say, here's an extra 50 quid for the week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm taking a lot from this now, because I run this company. I've got a team, a fantastic team. I'm thinking of the wow moments that I need to now include with it within the day. We do all try and do the little wow moments, but it's easy to forget sometimes. Certainly when you're like today, we've had a particularly busy day with our video team, and you know they're working their socks off.
Yeah,
but you do forget, because you're on the hamster wheel, so you forget to give them that appreciation that they might just need at a certain moment. And it's remembering, isn't it, these things, I presume?
Yeah, yeah. I suppose it's, well, it's talking about them and it's ingraining it into your culture. So what does your meeting agendas look like? You know, once again, your meeting agendas will probably be transaction. We talk about sales. We talk about the week ahead. We talk about tasks. We talk about what are we doing right. We talk about what should we do better next week. And a lot of companies have this language, but it's starting to become a problem, because since COVID, you know, people are in a post-pandemic mindset. You know, you've got the rise of AI, which is taking over human connection, and you've got, you know, notifications on people's phones that are hammering them every day that are, you know, lowering attention span. The average attention span now is 8 seconds, which is 1 second less than a goldfish. So,
wow. I've just said wow there.
There we go. That's a wow moment. So there's many ways to look at that if we know that the attention span is so low, not only is that an opportunity to say that, right, if we're not wowing our customers, or I'm not wowing my team, then they're not going to stick around because someone else is wowing. And with the dopamine levels now, you know, people are getting constant hits of dopamine. If you remember when you were a child and, you know, you used to play in the streets and you used to play Kirby, or you used to play football, or whatever, you used to do polo, you know, you'd say, oh, wow, yeah, I'm playing out tonight. Great, you know, you'd be really excited. Now kids don't really play in the street. So, because they're overstimulated on the phone. So playing on the street is like, oh, I've just watched a video of someone playing there and I'm onto the, you know, I'm onto the 20th video now. So it's about dopamine hits. So the idea with wow moments is you've got to create the unexpected. You've got to give them that dopamine hit instantly. That's going to throw them off guard and break the script, because transactions and robotic behavior is becoming the norm now. That if you're a business, you need to excite, surprise, appreciate, and educate, because that's how people are going to remember you.
Are we spoiled now, do you think? Because I was thinking this the other day. Sometimes, you know, it's easy to think, oh, you're always looking for, I don't know, for the next hit, aren't you? The next dopamine hit, as you say. But we get so much of it in such a short space of time, every minute, whether we're listening to something, watching something. Mm-hmm. We've got everything at our fingertips. We are spoiled in that respect, aren't we? So where do you give people that hit away from all of this stuff that's going on all the time, all this good stuff as well?
I think it's getting back to basics. And, you know, I mentioned about human connection before, and there's no better feeling than connecting with people. You know, we're so distant now because the phones and because the technology. We need, you know, AI, ChatGPT, for example. What an amazing tool. You know, it's a fantastic tool. And, you know, if you're a business not using it, then you're going to be left behind. But it's understanding how to use it and what to use it for. I think human connection is the difference between you creating a personalized experience for your team and for your customers. Then that's going to make you sort of stand out and people remember you, because people just want to feel something. And it's an emotion. If you want to create a brand, you know, how can Disney have 190,000 employees and be worth they have an annual turnover of 88 billion. I think they're worth 120 billion. How can Disney call themselves the happiest place on earth, have 190,000 team members, all exceeding expectations and all be, you know, world famous for creating this amazing culture? It's because they tap into emotion. How can Richard Branson, you know, start with a record company and scale that business to multi-sectors by spotting an opportunity that, you know, traveling on trains is crap, or traveling on the airplane is crap. You know, let's exceed expectations and let's use customer experience as our spearhead to reinvent this industry. You know, how can Usain Bolt beat the 100-meter sprint by 0.09 seconds, you know, faster than the person before him? Because they all have a mindset of exceeding expectations. They have a wild mindset that they get excited about what they do. They surprise themselves by getting outside the comfort zone. They educate themselves by being a master in what they do. And they appreciate themselves by saying, you know what, I am good. And, you know, I'm going to use that confidence to actually make an impact.
So you can create these wild moments for yourself. So whether your boss isn't willing to, or the business you're working with isn't willing to, you can do it yourself. You can change your mindset to make that Monday morning wake up alarm clock a little bit better. How do you do that?
Definitely. I think it's about your, you know, we've got a model, our leadership model is called the PABI model. It's a model that I created, and it's based on a lot of things that we already know, to be honest, but it's basically on your, broken down into your purpose, attitude, behavior, and impact. Your purpose is, you know, what do you love doing? A lot of people get lost on purpose. What's my purpose? You know, what's my purpose? Your purpose is what do you like doing that doesn't feel like work? You know, if money wasn't an option, what would you be doing? So your purpose is, what do you like doing? So what's your superpower? So
what could that be? So that could be playing footy.
That could be playing football. That could be talking to people. That could be cooking. That could be, I'm an artist. That could be anything.
Go in the pub.
Yeah.
I know you probably wouldn't say that, but yeah, it's what people's kind of, what their enjoyment is.
What their enjoyment is. Yeah. So it's working out that first of what's your driving force. Your second is, you know, your attitude. So all's attitude translates to is mindset. So what is your mindset like? How are you talking to yourself? You know, if you wake up in the morning and you say to yourself, I can't be bothered today, then that programs your whole behavior for that day, because you've set the intention instantly when you've woke up. There was a study done a good few years ago, and it was that 80% of your thoughts are negative or repetitive. So 80% of your thoughts are negative or repetitive. Before you even, you know, get out of bed, you've got a weight on you of this 80%. So understanding that knows you've got to understand that you've got to sort of push yourself to exceed expectations personally by saying, you know what, I'm going to have a great day today. I'm going to do my gratitude list or whatever works for you. I'm going to get up and get in the gym if that makes you feel better. I'm going to get a cold shower. I get cold showers because that's discipline for the mind. And I'm not saying to everyone, jump in a cold shower now, because that's not for everyone. But if you want to get outside your comfort zone and you want to get yourself in the right mindset, your daily routine and ritual has got to set you up for the day. You know, you would never dream of not putting petrol in your car before you drove to Scotland from Liverpool. You've got to prepare for the journey, haven't you?
So let's link that to health, because it is so important. Something I've certainly seen in recent years. It's easy to get that brain fog, isn't it? Sat at your desk on a Tuesday afternoon where you lose all the kind of will to carry on working. You've got nothing about you, no creativity, no passion. I've really learned that keeping a healthy diet and keeping a healthy lifestyle as much as possible really helps with that. And that might be going to the gym, yep, making sure you're doing your vitamins, your probiotics, eating well, drinking as little as possible. All of that does play a massive part in what you're talking about, doesn't it?
Yeah, it all does. And I think, you know, you've got to work out what's right for you, what makes you feel good, you know, what makes you feel good, and how can you be better at what you do? And I think, you know, the world is full of distractions. You know, it's very easy to pick up your phone. It's very easy to watch Netflix. It's very easy to order a takeaway. But it depends what you want in life. If you want an easy life, then keep doing what you're going to do. But if you want to build a legacy, if you want to build a legacy as a business owner, then you need to be doing hard things. You need to be getting outside your comfort zone. You know, for me, last year, I said, I need to get out of my comfort zone a little bit here. What can I do? We run a leadership course, and one of the topics that we put in there was mindset. I said, what can I do for my mindset? I was doing cold showers and I thought, you know, I need to go beyond this. And I ended up signing up for a marathon. You know, for a marathon, you're supposed to train for 12 weeks prior. I just jumped on this marathon 5 weeks in. I'd never ran more than 15K. So I thought to myself, okay, I've jumped into it. I've committed to it. And that's the first step to doing anything, is certainty. You know, a lot of people lack clarity. Lack clarity in their lives, lack clarity in the business. They don't know the direction. So certainty is, once you're certain about something, you can apply yourself 100%, because that changes your mindset towards the task. So I said, okay, I'm doing it. I just need to run a half marathon before I get to, you know, the full marathon. So I started training, and then the week before the marathon, I've done a half marathon, and then I'd achieved that mentally. Then to say to myself, right, okay, I've done the half, I just need to do the other half. It wasn't about time. It wasn't about running it and proving a point. It was about, I just need to complete this. And now every time something difficult comes up to me, I say it's nowhere near as difficult as running that marathon.
Yeah.
You know, cold plunges, I'm on now. You know, I don't like getting a cold plunge. Yeah, it's got health benefits. You know, a lot of people do like it. You know, we've seen Wim Hof, and he started this big craze around the world now. And I think it's not about the benefits of the ice bath. It's about the mindset and the discipline to throw yourself in the ice bath. And when you can get up of a morning out of a nice cozy bed when it's raining outside and it's freezing cold, and you can get in an ice bath, it shows character. It shows that if you can get an ice bath of a morning, if anything comes up in your business that you can't handle, or, you know, there's something goes wrong with accounts, or you're losing clients, or, you know, there's an issue in the business, it's a walk in the park compared to an ice bath.
So it sets you up for your day, because your day can't get any worse, really. Yeah. But that's what a way to do it, and what a way to start your day.
Yeah.
I'm a leader. As I said, I try every day to do better. And sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's hard. And it's the little things that jump in that you don't expect that throw you off when you think of coming in a really good mindset today. Well, what would you say to anyone who's maybe starting a business and trying to grow a team as a leader, them simple things that they should be doing every day to become better at running that team, at running that business, to get the best results, and also to look after their team?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, you know, people join because of great vision and they leave because of poor leadership. And I think all leadership is influencing people. Are you influencing your team? You know, have you got emotional intelligence? Which a lot of people don't. You know, emotional intelligence, or, you know, broken down into a couple of areas. Number one is self-awareness. Are you aware of how you're speaking to people? Are you aware how you're flying through that door, that the doors just nearly come off the hinges and there's people just working on there? You know, are you aware of your own emotions? Have you got self-regulation, which to keep yourself under control and make sure that you don't lose it in the office? And, you know, it's like when you have road rage, I always bring it back to road rage, that to work on your emotional intelligence, just start driving without getting mad in the car with anyone, because you'll learn that discipline every day. Just say, oh, just have a minute to yourself. So that's your self-regulation, which a lot of business owners with stress will, you know, it's very easy to show them emotions. But it, like you said, it's about influence. So you're influencing a negative behavior if you're, you know, if you're not self-regulated. The third part is empathy. Can you put yourself in other people's shoes? You know, if someone's late into your company, into the business, if someone's late of a morning or whatever, instead of saying to them, you know, why are you late? You know, this is ridiculous, or, you know, losing it, asking them questions of, you know, is everything okay? Because you don't know what's happened. Just putting yourself in their shoes, you don't know what people are going through. And if you want to be a leader, your job is to motivate your team, which is number four. You know, how do you keep motivated in the role? Are you motivated by learning, leadership, more, you know, business, yourself, Jay? You know, are you, what are you motivated? What's your drivers for your business? Are you motivated in money? You know, does money motivate you? What are the motivators? But most importantly, what are your team's motivators? Because I guarantee they're different to yours. And sometimes leaders have one gear, you know, business owners, people have one gear, when actually there's different styles of leadership. You know, you need to, depending on the conversation, speak to them in different ways. One way might be an autocratic approach, where it's, I need you to do this, I need this by this time. Another approach might be a democratic approach, where you're asking questions, guys, how can we improve our customer experience? How can we, you know, grow our business, you know, and getting that feedback in? People work in different ways, and it's understanding your team to be a better leader.
It's funny, isn't it? Because you can come in with a plan, but the biggest thing I'd say as doing this for 9-10 years is when you learn that every single team, there's no kind of rule where you come in and go, right, that's how I'm going to do it. That's how I'm going to lead the team. I'm going to motivate them, whatever. Because every team member is different. So every single one has got their own personality. And every single one, some of them like more direct forms of management.
Yeah.
Some you've got to be a little bit more careful around, maybe, or it's learning who them personalities are within your team to get the best out of them as well, isn't it?
It definitely is. And, you know, I think we do a lot of assessments at Ways to Well. We've got a leadership program And we'll, you know, we'll assess what type of character and what type of person they are, you know, to be able to improve that communication in the team. So everyone knows that, you know, is someone visual? Are they, you know, do they prefer you drawing something for them and mapping something out, you know, a diagram or something that makes them understand? Is someone want, you know, verbal, a conversation? Is someone more of, you know, listening or whatever it may be? There's different types. I think the main thing for your team, many people ask me is, Jamie, I've got someone working for me. I don't know if they're the right person. And it's I always say to them, and this is definitely something that I've been using for years, is that person coachable? Are they coachable? Because if they're not coachable, and you can put your hand on your heart and you can say you've tried everything with them, then they're probably not the right person. But if they are coachable and they're open to learning, and you know you can see that they're hungry to learn and grow, then they can definitely be that person that you want them to be if you're willing to invest, because there might be a skill set issue also. That, you know, is, have you got someone placed in the right role to be able to do that role? But it's a simple question. Are they coachable? Because if they're not coachable, they probably will never be coachable, because that's their personality.
Yeah. There's another thing as well. I think it's time. And I think a lot of people who I know who are business owners or leaders, they don't give their team members enough time to evolve and to learn and to grow into the people that they become. And I've learned that with the guide, that there's people that have started that didn't even get what we were about for a long time, and now I look at them and they're still part of the team, and I couldn't do it without them. Do you know what I mean? It's, you've got to be kind of, what's the word, you've got to give that time to that person to let them shine, to let them grow.
Totally. And you know, like we were saying earlier about your culture is your most important part of the business. Now if you've got if it's just yourself running your business, or you've got a small team, a big team, it all starts with, you know, what's the expectation? What do you expect? You know, what are you trying to create? What's your vision? You know, you need to have a vision. You need to share that, because people need to know where you're going and what's all this for. You know, a lot of businesses may just say, right, okay, well, let's recruit somebody. Let's give them a job role. Let's give them roles. Here's your salary. Crack on. Well, that's transaction. And everything we've said, that if you want to create that energy and that emotion inside your business and inside people, you need to be talking about what's going to get them excited, you know, because once they get excited, that's when you as a business owner can get the right people in. You can take a step back. You go into something called a laissez-faire management style or a leadership style, which means you are then overlooking your business running with all the people empowered in the role. And I think it's about that empowerment. Culture is about empowering people so they can do the job and they don't need to seek guidance, you know. And to do that, you need to trust people, don't you?
You've got to step back for that to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, I've seen some of my team members absolutely flourish and just do incredible things because I've stepped back. And the minute I step back in, you find within moments, oh, how do we do this? How do we do that? And I'm like, you've had a full day without me yesterday. You know exactly what to do. It's just because I'm here. They kind of lean on you a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's great to see as well when they do flourish. It's an amazing feeling. That's what I love about being a leader.
Yeah.
Seeing the team members grow, seeing the team grow.
Yeah.
And creating that kind of atmosphere in here where we're all mates. And I'm a big believer as well. And I don't know, I'd love to get your thoughts on this. There's been so many people over the years that says you shouldn't become friends with your employees.
Yeah.
Some of my best mates are people that have worked, and I hate saying for me, but have worked with me over the years.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure I believe in that. What are your thoughts?
No, I think, you know, you need to create that family. You need to create that culture, your tribe, whatever you want to call it, most definitely, because it needs to feel like a family. Also, will say is, you know, you need to be fair. You know, if something is under par, then you need to question it. If something is, you know, someone's done a really good job, you also need to reward it. Most managers are usually in one gear. They only see bad and they're constantly, you know, slapping the stick. Well, you're just going to demotivate. a lot of leaders think, oh, you know, I'm not really motivational. I don't really motivate my team. I'm quite an introvert. You know, I'm really good behind the computer with sales strategy. That's totally fine. You don't need to be a motivator running a business. You just need to not do anything that demotivates your team. So don't focus on being a motivator, because not everyone is a motivator. Yeah. It's about not doing anything that's going to demotivate. So before you have that conversation to improve performance, it's understanding, how can I have this conversation without demotivating?
Mm.
And it's about looking at, if you know, if the football analogy, that if you're playing football and a player goes for the leg, then the other player can say, you know what, you've just nearly snapped my leg. Where if the player goes for the ball, then nothing can be said, because it was a professional approach to take the ball. A lot of leaders, a lot of managers, a lot of business owners, a lot of people, they will go for the leg and they upset people and they create a bad culture because of it, because they're not influencing.
Mm.
They're disrupting.
How can we keep motivated at work?
Well, to keep motivated yourself, it's focusing on what lights you up and what you enjoy doing. And I think, especially if you're a small business, you're usually wearing all the hats, aren't you? You know, you're doing your marketing, you're doing your account, you're doing your management, you're doing everything. So it's hard to stay motivated when you've got no team. But what I will say is that, you know, get excited about what the vision is.
Mm.
You know, write it down. I think a lot of us are not present, because there's so much going on that keeps us occupied, that actually when we get some space to actually think, when we write it down, what's the reason you started the guide?
God, I started the guide so I could continue working in the media in Liverpool, and because I seen that there was a gap at the time,
yeah,
to do something special on social media.
So if I was to ask you now, compared to when you first started, how excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10 now compared to where you were?
I don't know if I want to admit that on a podcast. I have days where I'm up and down with it, but yeah, then there's certain things. Again, one of the things that really excites me is building something for the team. I'm not just saying that. I do strongly believe that's a big reason why I love doing what I do. And I always think as a boss as well,
yeah,
it's not just me I've got to worry about. It's my staff's kids.
And yeah,
that excites me, though, being able to do that, and being able to lead a team, to be able to give us all a wage and keep them, that wage going up every year and everything else. That's what excites me. But it also excites me, obviously, doing something great for Liverpool.
Amazing. And I think you are. And I think, you know, everyone knows the guide. And I think what you're doing is phenomenal. The point of asking you that question was that, you know, as business grows, we start focusing on processes, we start focusing on growth, and we go into a mode that is a growth mindset. And that's great, we need to do that. But what normally happens is you start to lose the purpose as the business starts to grow, and it goes less and less and less, because it's not the focus. But that energy and that purpose and that excitement that actually made you start that business is the whole drive and force from what separates a business and a brand. And the world's best brands incorporate that energy and excitement into the business. So to get the motivation back to your question, it's looking at, why did you start the business? You know, what is the why and reason behind every single thing you do, and how can you amplify that message to transform as many people as possible through positive change? Because I think there's the best brands that we all interact with, they don't sell anything. They don't sell anything. They, you know, they mean something, and we can actually get attracted by them because of what they're talking about, their message. And it's about talking about that, hiring people who believe what you believe, and building a legacy.
I love that. Procrastination is, you know, you're putting stuff off, and we're all guilty of this these days.
Yeah.
How do we stop doing that? How do we hit them tasks and challenges, if you like? Because the only things you put off are the things that you see as a challenge, aren't they?
Yeah.
You think, that's a big job, I'm not getting stuck into that today on a Wednesday before I go home. How do we do it? How do we just get stuck in?
There's a book, really good book, actually. You probably know who he is. His name's Brian Tracy. Brian Tracy, he's got a book called Eat the Frog. And Eat the Frog is a book about doing your hardest tasks or challenges in the morning. And this is something I've incorporated into my day. This is something I teach to other people, and it's certainly something I'd love to share now. It's, you know, what are your biggest three tasks for the day? Setting them in the morning or the night before, whatever you suits you, and getting them done first. Now, procrastination is backed by no discipline. You know, if you're talking and talking and talking about something and not doing it, it falls down to being disciplined. Now, to be disciplined, you need to be in the right mindset. To be in the right mindset, you need to eat right. To eat right takes more discipline. Because if you're feeling bloated off a meal, let's say, oh, you know, are you going to sleep in the morning? You can't really be bothered doing anything because, you know, you're not in that mindset. But the minute you say, right, okay, I need to grow my business here. I've got people relying on me. I've got team members. I'm paying wages here. Or, you know, I need to take more people on to grow my business. So the first step is, what's the plan? What's the strategy? Building a strategy of actually what you want to achieve. What is your vision from 1 year from now? What you want to achieve from 2 years from now, what you want to achieve 3 years from now, what you want to achieve, and working backwards. What to achieve that in year three, what needs to be achieved in year two, what needs to be achieved in year one, and then setting yourselves small, consistent steps, three goals a day that you can just focus on. And they come before anything. You know, a lot of people get focused on emails and lost in emails, and 2-3 hours have gone by and actually I've done nothing. You know, emails will always be there, and you need to spend time on them, but they're not a priority. Growing your business is a priority, and creating something that's meaningful. So I think with the procrastination, it's first of all having a plan. Like we said before, lack of clarity is lack of certainty. So then the minute that you're certain on a plan, then, you know, it's easier to execute daily little steps to execute that plan. So the example I always use is, if I said to you, Jay, 3:30 a.m, we're getting up. 3:30 a.m, we're getting up. You'd be like, why? It's going to be hard. It might be hard for me to get up at 3:30 a.m. You threw me off guard. You wouldn't be able, you know, most people would say, I'm not getting up at 3:30 a.m. But the minute I say, Jay, we're going to, we're going to Las Vegas tomorrow, 3:30. I've got a spare ticket there for you. Can't you fancy it?
You dive out of bed.
And all it is because, first of all, it's the excitement, but it's the certainty. I know what I'm doing tomorrow and I've got a reason. So you would then say, right, okay, we're going to Vegas tomorrow. I need to pack my case. I need to get my passport and I need to, you know, tell the team I'm going. So you've just done your three steps. But when most people haven't got a plan in life, in business, with the health, with the fitness, with the culture, there is no strategy. So you need to get the strategy and the vision first, and then build the simple daily steps that are going to build that consistency to make you more disciplined and achieve your goals.
I suppose as well, it's a lot of that is the unknown, isn't it? Is that going to make me feel rubbish? Or I don't know. It's that not knowing what a certain day might bring.
Yeah.
But if you've got a plan for that day, or a plan for that big meeting you've got to lead or whatever, you've got it written down. I've got something coming up. I'm doing a show on a radio station I've never worked at before.
Yeah.
I'm building that up in my head, thinking, oh my God, why have I said yes? I've got all this to do. What if I'm a failure on it? It's going to be terrible. But it's because I haven't started planning it yet.
Mm.
And I think once I start planning, get the show planned, put the guests in place, do all of that stuff, I'll feel a bit better and the excitement will start then.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you mean, isn't it?
Definitely. Well, first of all, you were saying it builds up in your head because everything is a mind game.
Yeah.
And it's understanding when the destructive thoughts are coming in to exchange them with the constructive of how can you be constructive.
Mm.
And it's everything is mindset. Based on that Pabbi model before, I don't think we got through it. The first part was purpose. The second part was attitude. So attitude is how you speak to yourself. So your attitude controls your whole behavior. So if you say that, I can't be bothered today, your shoulders are slouched, yeah, you know, I'm cold or whatever. If you're saying, right, I'm gonna own this day today, you know, your shoulders go back, you know, you're about to bang your chest like King Kong and you're ready to crack on. And it's starting there that your thoughts control your action. So if you're saying to yourself, oh, my business is crap, you know, I'm not making money, I can't get the best out of my team, well, you're just going to be picking that up and you're going to be focused on that. It's about focusing on the right things. Okay, forget about all the past here. How do we go forward? What's the steps? What's the issues? And focusing on them, because then your behavior and your daily sort of environment of what you're around shapes who you are. And if you want to be an amazing leader, you want to have an amazing culture, you want to build an amazing business that creates wow moments and people actually remember you, then it starts, well, wowing starts with you. And you need to start wowing in your own life first, because your personal development leads to your professional development.
Tell me about taking time out. I had a little moment start of this year where I knew physically and mentally I had to take some time out. I actually took 2 days out, but fully out. And I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but it did really help me, because the team said you can't even go on your emails. But just being at home,
yeah,
taking time where I wasn't on my phone, I wasn't doing anything, I felt just relaxed.
Yeah.
You can go on holiday for a week and do the same. It's so important, isn't it, taking a step back so you can come back stronger.
Definitely. You know, you look, a lot of writers will go on retreats, writing retreats, and they'll go out the way completely with no technology to write the book because they don't get distracted. You know, you go on holiday, you lie in that sunbed, you're by the pool, you're like, this is lovely. Oh, just got a big idea there.
Mm.
Because you're out of the way. And I think the more that you can be disciplined, because it is discipline, and you can pencil in time for you, you will be more focused, you'll be more energized, and you'll have more ideas to actually develop yourself and your business. And you know, that's what it's about. I think there's a big, you know, focus now on, especially you see on socials, you know, you got to be grinding. We start at 4 a.m. and we finish at, you know, 2 a.m. and you just, like, that is a load of, you know, lies.
Bollocks.
Bollocks.
Yeah.
It is, because it's teaching the new generation, the younger generation, that they need to work and put all these hours in, and that's what you need to do to be successful. No, you don't. You don't. You just need to have an idea. You need to put it into practice. And you need to be not afraid to take the first step, because most people get so lost in, I've got an idea, but I don't know which way to go. And if I put that foot there, I might make a mistake. The only way you learn to ride the bike was falling off the bike. And in business, if you've got an idea, you want to start a business, or you want to get your business to the next level, or you want to be a better person, whatever it is, you've got to be able to take that step, because the first step, the second step, the third step will give you the confidence to do more. You know, it's about confidence building. And the society that we live in at the moment, everything is digital. So, you know, if we look at dating, for example, dating is, you know, a lot of people dating now on apps, and it's been happening for a while. And I think it's about how that's eliminating confidence. You know, there's no better feeling than going on a date of, you know, if you're looking to meet someone, and, you know, having that sort of human connection again with them, because that builds confidence. It's scary, but it builds confidence. The same as in business, you know, get to know your customers, you know, treat them like a first date, treat them like, you know, you want to get to know them. Yeah, we can send them an email. Yeah, we can call them, but let that be option two and three. Option one is we want to meet them. We want to meet them face to face. We want to build that connection, build that trust to be able to grow the business. So I think it's just about taking the first step to build that confidence in whatever you're doing.
Do you know what? I was going to ask you, how do we end this podcast? But I think you've just done it so perfectly with that answer. We need to get you on again, because this podcast and that 44 minutes that we've just recorded, hopefully you enjoyed it listening to it. There was so much in there. So I think we're going to get you on again in a few weeks if you're up for it.
Yeah, no problem.
To concentrate on those certain areas, because there's so much more that we could talk to you about.
No problem.
We said then about ending. What one thing would you say to someone who's been running a business for a long time, someone who's looking maybe to get into business and got an idea, just one thing to motivate, to get us going, what would you say?
I think, you know, a lot of people will say it back to me, that it's something I always say, and it's, if you're not wowing, you're not winning. And I think if you want to stand out now, you've got to be wowing.
Okay, I love it. Listen, give him a little Google. Great website, Ways to Wow. Business coaching, you've got courses. You can book, you can come into workplaces, can't you, and talk to teams.
Yeah.
There's so much about Ways to Wow that you need to check out and get involved in. Where can we find out more on it and what's coming up, Jamie?
Instagram, you can find me, Jamie Ray with a W on Instagram, Ways to Wow UK on Instagram. What's coming up? We've got an immersive leadership event coming up in May. We've hired the Everyman Cinema.
Wow.
We're putting on an immersive leadership event. So that's on Eventbrite, Ways to Wow. And we've got a couple of other immersive events launching. We just launched a recruitment company called Wow Recruitment, where we focus on sourcing emotionally intelligent leaders who can actually lead teams, where we assess them to make sure that they've got the human connection to actually lead the team. So where we'll be launching that.
Okay, yeah. Exciting stuff. And more podcasts definitely to come. Jamie, thank you so much, mate.
You're welcome. Pleasure.
For coming on the Nailing It podcast. Jamie Ray from Ways to Wow.
Pleasure.